So I'm here in Italy, and we're learning Mesilat Yesharim, where Ramchal actually grew up. He grew up here, but he's definitely spent a lot of time in Italy. And we're learning today about Zehirut, carefulness, watchfulness. So I'm going to summarize the points in this chapter. So the Ramchal first writes that you have to make sure you don't fall into bad habits. Because that's like a person who's blind walking in darkness. It's just natural that he's gonna be lost and fall over, hurt himself. Similarly, it's just natural that we are gonna get, if we left to on our own without watching over ourselves and trying to change ourselves, we're just going to fall into our bad habits. It's natural. And Hashem gave us a brain. And the purpose of the brain is to use it to stop ourselves from getting into these bad habits. To ignore it, says Ramchal, is nothing less than a tragedy. It's lower than the animals, he says, if we just ignore our brain, which is there to help us get away from these bad habits and just keep trekking through life without thinking twice. He says an animal at least guards themselves naturally. We don't, we just keep pushing on without asking ourselves, how do we become better? How do we change our negative habits? He compares it to a blind man who's walking around the sea and he doesn't know how to swim. It's extremely dangerous. So that's like what a person's like spiritually if he doesn't take a cheshbon nefesh. He says that in Yeshayahu's time, the prophet rebuked his generation because they didn't want to think even a little bit about their actions. They just wanted to keep going. They didn't want to feel bad about themselves, and they just kept pushing, which is natural, but it's not the way of a Torah. And he says this is also actually the trick of Paro, where Rashi explains that Paro said, "Let's give work more and more avodat parech, more and more hard work to the Jewish people." So they won't have time to contemplate doing tshuva. And this is also the trick of the Yetzer Hara. It always gives us more things to do so that we don't actually take the time to do a cheshbon nefesh. Finally, the Ramchal ends off the chapter saying that all of this is with the understanding that you can't do anything without Hashem's help. The Yetzer Hara is extremely powerful. So unless Hashem helps us, we're not going to be able to overcome it, but Hashem wants us to at least do the ishtadlus to work on ourselves, and then Bezrat Hashem, He will help us so that we can be better. But at the end of the day, he finishes off and says, "Im ein ani li mili," if I am not willing to work hard on myself and watch over myself, so then no one's going to do it for me. So Bezrat Hashem, the coming chapters in the Mesilas Yesharim is going to explain, how do we watch over ourselves and what exactly, where do we start from? But first and foremost, this chapter is just giving us that pump up speech necessary to make sure that we're taking that time to do a cheshbon nefesh. So I would give homework to myself and say, even before we get to the details, main thing is to take some time during the day or at the end of the night, perhaps at the end of the tefillah. Preferably, I would suggest writing it down on a piece of paper, maybe journaling. And just take some time to do some journaling in cheshbon nefesh.